Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number one for Monday, August the 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were lower Tuesday morning, weighed down by action in the Canadian currency. The Canadian dollar was roughly half a cent higher compared to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less enticing to foreign buyers. Taking a look on the charts, canola was roughly $2 to $3 lower, with the November contract checking in at $451.80 a ton. That's down $2.10. The canola market was also catching up to yesterday's losses in U.S. soybeans when the Canadian market was closed. Weather forecasts in the U.S. Midwest have turned favorable for soybean crops, and that had a bearish effect on the oilseed market. However, on the other side, gains in vegetable oil, the U.S. soy complex, and crude oil limited the losses, so it could be a day for bargain hunting. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were chopping around unchanged, with the most active November contract at $9.61 a bushel. Chart-based trading dominated the early going in the wake of Monday's sharp declines. Soybeans were pushed much lower yesterday by forecasts calling for scattered showers and milder weather to move into the U.S. Midwest and relieve the current heat wave. The USDA reported 250,000 tons of soybeans were exported to China in its weekly report. Corn was 2 cents per bushel lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.31 a bushel. Corn was softer in early trading on expectations of a massive crop this year. The current heat wave in much of the U.S. is on the way out, which was bearish for corn. The weekly crop rating said 76% of the U.S. corn crop was either good or excellent, which was about the same as the previous week. China continues to auction off its corn reserves, which was bearish. U.S. wheat was 2 cents lower, with the September contract at $4.03 a bushel. U.S. wheat fell lower in sympathy with corn. The winter wheat harvest in the U.S. is 89% complete, and that is ahead of the five-year average of 86%. Exports were slightly ahead of analyst estimates, and Egypt has put out tenders calling for fresh supplies of milling wheat. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August the 2nd, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.